April 23rd, Psalm 32.
A Maskil of David. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the one against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Salah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Salah. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Salah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
The Joy of Daily Repentance, Douglas Sean O'Donnell. How would you describe unconfessed sin? In Psalm 32, David describes it like this: For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Verses 3 to 4. We all know how David felt. Unconfessed sin eats away at us. It makes us frail and oppressed. It removes the joy of our salvation. Psalms 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, and 143 are called the penitential psalms. They are prayers of repentance. But they are more than prayers of repentance. They are also praises of God's merciful forgiveness. When we confess our transgressions to the Lord, our transgression is forgiven and our sin is covered, verse 1. We can join God's people in singing shouts of deliverance, verse 7. We can be glad in the Lord and rejoice, verse 11. Martin Luther called the penitential psalms the Pauline psalms because they reminded him of Paul's theology of justification. In fact, in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, Paul quotes Psalm 32, verses 1 to 2a, to demonstrate that God counts us righteous apart from works. In other words, it is not our own righteousness that makes us acceptable in God's sight. Rather, God justifies the ungodly through faith in Jesus Christ. It is the blood of Jesus, his Son, that cleanses us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Only Jesus can deliver us from our enemies, from death, from divine judgment, and from sin. The Christian life is one of daily repentance. As Christian men, we must lead the way in our homes and churches by acknowledging our sin, confessing it to God, and rejoicing in the forgiveness we have in Christ.